The High Court won't hear the challenges unless at least four justices agree to take them up, but a spokeswoman for the State Department of Justice that is defending the law says the court could rule by the end of the week and require voters to show photo IDs before voting in next Tuesday's election. But attorney Richard Sachs, who argued the challenge brought by the NAACP and Voces de la Frontera, says there's no guarantee of that.
I believe it is likely they'll accept certification of one or both cases. But that doesn't mean that they will grant the relief that the Attorney General has requested.
Sachs says he's still preparing to argue his case before Dane County Judge Flanagan, who issued a temporary injunction of the law and set an April 16th trial date. The attorney for a separate challenge brought by the State League of Women Voters says she still believes the law is faulty, noting that it is similar to a Texas law that was suspended on March 12th by the U.S. Department of Justice.
Very few states have that type of restrictive requirement that actually blocks people from voting if they're unable to show ID. Texas is one of the very few states, like Wisconsin, that does that.
That Texas law is scheduled for a federal court trial in early July. The director of the Wisconsin State Election Board has said he would prefer that the law remain suspended until after next week's election, but that poll workers are prepared to enforce it if it's reinstated. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.